More containment is being reported at the 20,000-acre Thompson Ridge fire in the Jemez, though it did jump a southern flank fire line on Sunday, prompting the partial closure of Highway 4. The more than 1,000 personnel working the fire have achieved 40% containment. Efforts now are also being assisted by the deployment of some 20 members of New Mexico's National Guard, providing logistical support. Meanwhile, the Tres Lagunas fire near Pecos has consumed just over 10,000 acres, with relatively little new growth. Containment there has now surpassed 60%, with fire officials hoping for full suppression by the end of this week. The long-awaited new district courthouse in Santa Fe opens today. Chief Judge Raymond Ortiz told KSFR about some of the benefits it brings.
The new courthouse will essentially double the size of the workspace from our existing courthouse. We will be moving approximately 100 offices and employees to the new building. And the new courthouse will allow for much more expanded court services, such as alternative dispute resolution, and much more enhanced support for numerous litigants, for example, who represent themselves, who cannot afford a lawyer to represent them.
The long-delayed opening of the 100,000-square-foot facility comes atop some $25 million in cost overruns from its initial 2005 estimates. Much of the delay was caused by the discovery of decades-old petroleum contamination below the worksite. The opening was further stalled last year by a lack of funding for furnishings. A Santa Fe burger restaurant that has been recognized by national travel magazines has served its last meal at its old Las Vegas Highway location. But the operators of Bobcat Bite say they'll be reopening with a new location in downtown Santa Fe. It will be named Santa Fe Bite and will be located at Garrett's Desert Inn on DeVargas Street. New Mexico stands to lose tens of millions of dollars from Washington because the federal government says the state misspent allocations for special education. Under the federal rule, New Mexico is required to enhance special education programs with the funds and not to use it to replace money allocated by the state. Members of New Mexico's congressional delegation say they're working to save the funding. With the 4th of July holiday now less than a month away, both Santa Fe County and City will take official action this week on enacting the strictest restrictions on the use of fireworks permitted by law. The county addresses the matter tomorrow, the city on Wednesday. State law permits municipalities to adopt such restrictions for 30 days at a time and no less than 20 days prior to a holiday for which fireworks may be sold. New Mexico's Film Office has announced a new feature film production to shoot here this summer. It's an independent comedy called Sunbelt Express. Work begins this month and continues through July, shooting in Belen, Las Lunas, and Albuquerque. Some 30 New Mexico crew members and 24 local principals and background talent will be employed. Weather for Santa Fe, a mostly sunny, hot, and dry week in store with daytime highs near 90 degrees. There's a very slight chance for an early evening thundershower today. Overnight lows throughout the period in the low 60s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.